still leaving, some going back. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says nearly 800 residents have managed to get out of the besieged city of Mariupol, but officials say more than 100,000 remain trapped in the city. Elsewhere, the stream of refugees continues, with many of them passing through an old Lviv train station. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Lviv.
A train arrives, carrying desperate refugees fleeing unimaginable horrors, clinging to hope amidst a growing humanitarian crisis. Emotional reactions as relatives and friends are united. This train has come from the capital in Kyiv. It's en route to Poland, but it's stopping here at the Lviv train station, the main waypoint for the more than 4 million refugees who are trying to escape from the violence.
Many Ukrainians are also heading back to their country. The U.S. this week announcing more military aid to Ukraine. Fox's David Spott reports.
That $300 million announced by the Pentagon adds on a larger chunk of money this administration has put forward to Ukraine so the country can defend itself. A little bit over $2 billion since President Biden took that oath of office in January 2021. Some of the items on the most recent list include laser-guided rocket system, other types of artillery, and those tanks. They're Soviet-made tanks. The U.S. and European allies will work to get those tanks to Ukraine as soon as possible.
The additional aid comes just a couple weeks after Congress approved a package including almost $14 billion in aid for Ukraine. The head of Russia's space program says the future of the International Space Station hangs in the balance after the U.S., the EU, and Canadian space agencies missed a deadline to meet Russian demands for lifting sanctions on Russian enterprises and hardware. There's been no comment from those agencies. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another legal twist involving the former governor of New York. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing New York State's Ethics Commission in a running dispute over his earnings from a book about his efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's accusing the Joint Commission on Public Ethics of violating his constitutional rights. The commission granted approval for Cuomo's book deal back in July of 2020 after being told that Cuomo would not use state personnel or resources. A state assembly investigation later found that was not the case, and the Joint Commission ordered Cuomo to turn over the proceeds. Andrew Cuomo's camp saying any state employees involved used personal time. A commission spokesperson has declined to comment. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
It's a story of farmers helping farmers in a coast-to-coast effort. Fox's Karen McHugh has details.
The state of Maine is renowned for many things, including its potatoes. They had a bumper crop this past season, which was good news for local farmers. And as it turns out, it's also good news for those potato growers out west. They did not have a very good growing season thanks to high heat and dry weather, so Maine farmers banded together and shipped by rail more than 21 million pounds of spuds, more than 2,500 miles for processing into French fries and other products to be exported from Washington. And those taters bound for Idaho, meanwhile, were seed potatoes, which will be used in planting this spring. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A peregrine falcon, whose longtime mate died this week amid the breeding season, appears to have found a new partner to help her hatch two eggs. Grinnell, one of a beloved pair of peregrine falcons who made their home atop the bell tower at the University of California, Berkeley, was found dead Thursday. A group monitoring the falcons tweeted that less than 24 hours later, his partner, Annie, had mated with a new untagged male falcon. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.